Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. We're picking up where we left off. But you know, we've been looking at a series called As a Man Thinks in His Heart, So Is He. And we saw in Proverbs 23:7, that's where their scriptures, what the heart actually refers to. The heart, we did studies and we showed many scriptures and we looked at the Strong's Concordance and many other places where you could find meanings going way back then. And the heart God was talking to is the subconscious mind. We spoke about it. You can check it out on our webpage. You'll find out, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. God also said in Proverbs 4:23, to guard our hearts with all diligence, because out of it, out of our heart, out of our subconscious mind, flow the issues of our life. And you know, neuroscientists and neurosurgeons have said that 90 to 95% of our lives are being determined by what's in our subconscious mind. That's powerful. 90 to 95% is what we're living. That's why the scripture so accurate says, as a man thinks in his heart, in his subconscious, so is he. And the subconscious mind is a programmable mind. It stores your beliefs and your theology, your previous experiences, your memories, your skills. It is also your guidance system. Now, the conscious mind is where we choose. It has the ability to accept or reject information. But the subconscious mind has no ability to accept and reject. It must simply accept. And the subconscious cannot determine the difference between that which is real or that which is imagined. When you get something come out of your subconscious mind, it believes it's taking place right there and then. That's what's happening in a person's life. That's what you're after. That's what you want. That's who you are. And so the subconscious mind is a very, very powerful tool that God has given to us. And that's why it's saying, guard it with all of your heart. Now, if things have been programmed in there that are not correct and causing you to do things that you don't wish to do, and things you wish to do you don't do, it can be changed. So let's see what God shows us as we continue in this wonderful word from God.
Romans 12:2, be not transformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind. Now watch here. Philippians 4:8. Finally, believers, he's talking to you and me, whatever is true, not true, that's why I say study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth rightly dividing the word of truth, right? So he says here, finally, believers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable and worthy of respect, whatever is right and confirmed by God's word, whatever is pure and wholesome, whatever is lovely and brings peace, whatever is admirable and of good repute, if there is any excellent, if there is anything worthy of praise, think continually on these things. Center your mind on them and implant them in your heart. I didn't put that in. That's a translation from the Amplified. Do you see what he's saying? He's telling you, listen, when you pray, believe you receive it, type of thing. He says, with prayer and thanksgiving, let your request be known unto God. And then think on the positive. You've prayed for something because you need it. Might be healing, whatever it is. You've got to think on the positive. The word of God, where he talks about your health. If it's finances, the word of God, where he talks about your financial situation. You've got to focus on them. Get your focus there and let your energy go to what you want. Call things that are not as though they were. We want the cat or the dog, but we call the cat. So he says, center your mind on these good thoughts and implant them in your heart. Implant them. Implant them in your heart. And if you plant them in, they're going to produce a harvest. the word of God on healing planted in your heart. Get so involved in it. Speak it out of your mouth so much. That's how God got me healed. That's how he got me healed. And I stay healed now. No sick, no, not even symptoms anymore. Thank you, Jesus. Ask my wife and kids. Not even the symptoms. I don't even get the runny blocked and all that stuff. But you know what? He told me one time, he said, like he told Abraham, he said, listen, I'm going to change your name, first of all, and I became a Christian, thank you, God. And he said to Abraham, look at the stars. Can you count them? He said, look at the sand. That's how many you're going to have, offspring. And God had to do the same with me. He said, every time, because I was sick all the time, every time you hear someone say, I'm sick, you say, by the stripes on his back, I'm healed. And you know, I did that for 3 years, and then I realized, my God, sickness is coming and going like that. I'd still get it, but it'd be go quickly. What was God doing to me? He told Abraham, call yourself father of nations when he hadn't got a child, the promised child. And so what was happening? I was making affirmation after affirmation. And I worked at De Beers Industrial Diamonds, Anglo-American. So I had like 700 to 800 people working there. And I was a chief buyer. So I had like 50 departments or 45. And they all were with me every day. I need this. I need that. I want this. I want that. And I was buying all around the world. And all of them that came to me at one time or other in a couple of months were sick with something. And I was just saying, by the stripes on his back, I'm healed. I walk in perfect health. By the stripes on his back, I'm healed. And I carried on and on and on and on and on and on until the program of sickness left me and the healing came in. And that's where I am now. I had to change what was in there. And there's different ways we're going to look at doing it. So this week's life-changing exercise. Are you ready? This is a week. And then we're going to come back to the next part, which is, wow. You're going to love the next part. This is a life-changing exercise for you this week to start attracting into your life what you want and rejecting what you don't want in your life. You ready for it? I want you to think about what you think about. Write it down. I want you to think about what you think about. Now, you'll get that in a while. Maybe when we've gone home, you'll pick it up and you'll get it. In other words, you need to get an awareness. You need to get an awareness. It's fine when someone tells you something, hey, brother, don't say that. But it's better when you pick it up. So I want you to focus to get an awareness about what you think about. So I want you to think about what you think about. Amen. Is your thinking, and be honest with yourself, be brutal with yourself, is your thinking the best way to think? That's a challenge in itself. That is a humongous challenge in itself. Is your thinking the best way to think? What you're thinking, okay? So think about what you think about. And then what we're going to do is you're going to get rid of all negative energies, everything negative, and replace them with God's positive energy, the Word. Anything negative, you're going to get rid of those thoughts. You're going to switch them around and replace them with the Word of God, which is positive energy. And Deuteronomy, you know, 8:3, he tells you in Matthew 4:4 and Luke 4:4, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. So if you're just living, going through life, and you're not living with the Word of God, you're in trouble. You need to get the Word of God in you. So that's what you're going to do this week. You're going to think about what you think about and decide, is your thinking the best way to think? And you're going to replace negative thoughts, negative energy, with positive thoughts and positive energy with the Word of God. We all got that? This is a challenge. Are you up to it? Who's not going to do it? Let me see your hand. Who's going to do it? Let me see your hands. All right. If you want to change your life, I'm starting to show you how we're going to reprogram. There's more to it, but I'm starting you off with an awareness of where you're at. And then if you don't do it yet, some of you may, I want you to start a journal. Some of you may call it a diary, whatever you want to call it. But I want you to start a journal and make notes of how you replace negative thoughts with positive thoughts. Come on, no, you're laughing. You'd be surprised how many negative thoughts you'll catch yourself in. I'm not joking. I don't care how long you've been a Christian. I want you to get a diary or a journal, and I want you to write down, make notes of every time you replaced a negative thought, a negative vibration, negative energy, and replaced it with a positive energy, a positive thought, the Word of God. When you replaced it, write it down in your diary. Write it down in your journal. Can you do that? Because this is going to open your eyes. I'm telling you, you're going to say, wow, I don't. Is the way you think the best way to think? Okay, so we're going there? You okay with that? And then at the end of that, on each page, when you write it down, this is just for this week, all right? I may ask you to show me your diaries, your journals next week. You might have to bring them with you to show me you got one going on, all right? And then I want you to put this in the book. I'm thinking great. Write it down. I'm thinking great. I'm thinking positive. I'm thinking godly. Write that down. I'm thinking great. I'm thinking positive. I'm thinking godly. I want you to put that in your journal at the end of every page. You know, we start off here every time with service. I am who He said. I can do what He said. And I have what He said. You're doing that over there. Affirmations about how you've changed. Because when you see change, listen, and this is not all willpower, because willpower can't cut it. We know that. Willpower doesn't do it. Willpower is a good place to start. But we always end up like you do your willpower next month coming up, or January, and you make your New Year's resolutions. It lasts you 2-3 weeks. That's working with willpower. This is going to be deep-seated change. I'm going to go deeper into this next week and give you some other ways to start changing what's been programmed that you don't like. There might be abuses in your life. Horrible, but it scarred you. And it's left you with that fight or flight. As soon as something happens, it triggers that thing off. That's why there are people that are addicted and cannot break the addiction. They're trying with their willpower. They're going to meetings. They're getting the coin. 1 year, and I know them after 8 years, bang, they go back. Cause you're treating the symptom and you're not taking care of the cause. You got to get to the root of this thing. And God said, as you think in your heart, your subconscious, that's where it happens. So we're going to change that. Can you say amen? Amen. I pray to God that you receive this word today. And if any of you need help today, I'm going to pray for anybody who says, look, I'm having a problem and I'm just battling to get to a place of thinking right. I want you to come up here. We're going to pray for you and we're going to release the power in your life where you'll be able to make the changes necessary. Because some of you, Vince, should be billionaires today with the chances and the money we've made. Am I right? Come on. Some of us have made so much money, taken so many chances, done so many businesses, and yet we're still like paupers. Maybe you got a couple of $1,000s. Big deal. So if you want to change, I want you to come up here later and I'm going to lay hands on you and pray that this kicks in, my wife and myself. And then also I want the prayer team to come up here and the leadership to please come in here and pray over these prayer requests. Amen. Let's stand to our feet.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Solus Roofing Contractors, Incorporated. Solus Roofing Contractors is a specialist in the repair, installation, or replacement of metal roofing, asphalt shingles, flat foam, or single-ply roofing. Solus Roofing Contractors, Incorporated. Licensed and insured, serving the Treasure Coast and South Florida since 1994 in commercial and residential roofing services. Located in Port St. Lucie, Solus Roofing Contractors is available at 772-336-1633.
Welcome to Enjoying Everyday Life with New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer. On today's program, Joyce